In Britt, Iowa, you'll find a section of the town's cemetery that looks different from the rest. The stones are unique and mark the place of people who often did not have a place to call home. But at least once per year, this town was their home. It's today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Dryshod Waterproof Boots, the world's most wearable rubber boot. It's what I wear on our farm, but don't just take my word for it. Here's what my listeners have written to me. The soles are holding up so much better than the last few pairs of the other brand of boots. Another listener said, I got my husband Dryshod boots and I'm a believer. He doesn't complain about his back hurting when coming home after wearing them all day. These boots are great for the farm, ranch, hunting, outdoors, or just about anything you want to throw at them. Dryshod brings several extra comforts like more arch support, and they are 100% waterproof. They're built to last and are farm tough. Check them out at dryshodusa.com.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
In Britt, Iowa, you'll find the National Hobo Museum and site of the annual Hobo Convention. I sat down with sisters New York Maggie and Connecticut Shorty. Their father was one of the most famous hobos, and Shorty herself has spent time riding the rails. Maggie says hobos aren't who you think they are, though.
We're not the caricature hobos. These were real people. They had real lives. They were wonderful men and women.
Connecticut Shorty says folks like her father played an important part in society.
The hobos were workers. They helped build America. A lot of people mix up a hobo with a homeless vagrant person. Hobos were homeless by choice.
The sister's father, Connecticut Slim, died in 1990. He's buried here in Britt in a special section of the town's cemetery. If you visit that part of the cemetery, as I did, you'll notice the markers appear different than most gravestones.
Most of the stones out there were made by other hobos, so they're called like folk gravestones. We know 18 of them. My father's buried out there, Connecticut Slim. But there was also a lot of rail riders buried out there that weren't steam air generation hobos, but pretty much by the 1960s or 70s, they were really fading out, the worker and wandering hobo.
The museum has a wealth of info and artifacts about hobos. Connecticut Shorty rode the rails herself, but while the lifestyle has a bit of adventure to it, she reminds,
we don't recommend young people try to ride trains because it is illegal, it is dangerous. It's something we did because we're maybe a little different breed, some of us rail riders.
Remember, you can hear the full interview about the lives of hobos by following the American Countryside on Facebook, and just look for the American Countryside Podcast. Traveling the Countryside in Britt, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.